Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Ruth Roseman, R-O-S-E-M-A-N-N. Address is 1260 Calla, C-A-L-L-A, Lane, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-680-6846, ID XXX-XX-9822, date of birth 6-10-1955, 66-year-old, single, divorced, retired, woman, insurance, Medicare / Blue Shield of California, pharmacy is CVS-Chico, East Avenue, 530-345-1363, it's address 2. Kate A. Ellis, E-L-L-I-S-P-A-C, Florence, Health, Chico-Mangrove, 1046 Mangrove Avenue, Suite B, Chico, California, 95926-3548. Phone is 530-332-8877. Fax 530-441-6994. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of noticed tremor. Subparagraph, our next paragraph would be comorbid medical problems, diabetes-treated, dyslipidemia-treated, sleep maintenance insomnia-treated, subparagraph, history of nocturnal restlessness, long-standing, comorbid medical problems would be include arthritis, gluten sensitivity, history of left ankle fracture, left wrist fracture, left shoulder joint pain following recent immunization, deer, Kate Ellis, PAC, thank you for referring Ruth Roseman for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Ruth is a retired therapist from Enloe Hospital. Who has had ankle and knee injuries previously associated with work circumstances, now in the process of therapy and considered reevaluation, particularly for her left knee. New paragraph. Subparagraph, she denies any history of serious ataxia or falls. New paragraph, she has noticed a slight rhythmic tremor, primarily in the left upper extremity, that's been commented to her by her children. Subparagraph, by her report, this does not bother her. New paragraph, she denies having other clinical symptoms of stiffness, weakness, or unusual ataxia, tendency to tripping, falling, slipping, or injury. New paragraph. Her neurological review of systems was essentially otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows normal cranial nerve function. New paragraph. Her airway is relatively capacious. New paragraph. Motor examination, the upper and lower extremities, shows preserved strength with some antalgic weakness in the left arm, where orthopedic examination demonstrates restriction in abduction with internal rotation and tenderness. New paragraph. There appear to be no cervical problems. New paragraph. She denied a history of back problems. New paragraph. Her sensory examination is intact to all modalities. Subparagraph. She does give a history of infrequent paresthesias distally in the feet. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes reveals both bilateral Babinski and palmomental responses, suggesting frontal lobe dysfunction. Subparagraph, she denied a history of any serious memory impairment. New paragraph. Cerebellar extrapyramidal testing shows normal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing to finger tapping test without obvious bradykinesia. Subparagraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not demonstrate any inducible neuromuscular stiffness or cogwheeling in the upper extremities. Subparagraph, in the lower extremities, there is a slight amount of inducible neuromuscular stiffness bilaterally, slightly worse on the left, where she complains of some mechanical knee restriction. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination is preserved, but difficulty with heel walking. Toe walking is preserved. Tandem gait is also preserved. New paragraph. Her Romberg's testing is unremarkable. New paragraph. Special testing to visual fields by confrontation is also normal. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Ruth has a slight, relatively slow but physiologic appearing tremor in the left upper, primarily in the left upper extremity, with a history of developing shoulder pain on the left following immunization injection for COVID recently. Her examination suggests possible tendinopathy. New paragraph. Her clinical history is significantly positive for probable nocturnal restlessness / restless leg syndrome. Subparagraph, this, of course, may be an early manifestation or risk for the development of Parkinson's. However, Parkinson's disease, however, she gives no family history of Parkinsonism. New paragraph. In consideration for her new paragraph, she reports that she's done well on the trazodone medication, improving her sleep maintenance insomnia. New paragraph. In consideration for her history presentation, current clinical findings, I am ordering the following. Number one, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study will be done initially. New paragraph, we will obtain MR imaging of the left shoulder and upper arm. New paragraph, I am referring her for overnight home sleep testing on her current treatment regimen to exclude suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph. therapeutic recommendations. I will initiate a trial of Mirapex-pramipexole, 0.25 milligrams to begin at bedtime, and to increase to twice a day if beneficial in reducing any tendency towards stiffness, resistance, or tremor, and nocturnal restlessness. New paragraph, shall be seen for MedCheck reevaluation and follow-up, considering readjustment of her treatment regimen and further evaluation if indicated, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.